Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of The Leadership Drip. I'm your host Clay Green and it's great to be back with you again today. As we are continuing the series on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, we are looking today at Habit 3, which is put first things first. In our modern, fast-moving society, mastering the art of time management is paramount. Amidst the barrage of tasks, obligations, and diversions vying for our focus, it's all too simple to veer off course and become ensnared in a whirlwind of activity devoid of true productivity. Yet, by embracing Stephen Covey's wisdom in The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, particularly the principle of prioritization encapsulated in the put first things first, we unlock the potential to revolutionize our time management strategies and realize substantial, purposeful outcomes. So let's understand the habit. Put first things first is the third habit in Covey's book that emphasizes the importance of prioritizing activities based on their significance rather than their urgency. It involves aligning our actions with our values and long-term goals to ensure that we focus on activities that contribute to our personal and professional growth. To effectively put first things first, Covey introduced the time management matrix, which categorizes tasks into four quadrants. Quadrant 1 is known as urgent and important. So these are items that are in quadrant 1, which is the quadrant of necessity. They are important and they're urgent to get done. These are impending deadlines that are important and have long-term consequences on your life, crises and emergencies, resolving immediate problems, or certain emails that may, you know, change your life, like a job application, a business opportunity, things that you can't just put off. Quadrant 2 is not urgent, but it is important. In this one, this is the quadrant of quality and personal leadership. This is where you want to be focused at whenever you are doing your day-to-day life. This is building long-term solutions and systems. You're building relationships, building your dreams and your career business, personal skill development, improving your health and wellness, or maybe finding your life partner. Quadrant 3 is going to be your urgent, but it's not so important. This is the quadrant of deception. It looks like it's really urgent, but it's not really that important, just to be honest. So, in here, you're going to find items such as interruptions and distractions. That person just walks up to your desk and is like, hey, I'm just going to do a little bit of chit-chatting going on. Most phone calls and emails, you know, they're just not that important. You get a ton of them. They can usually just go into the dump box, to be honest. Attending inconsequential meetings. Lord knows we have enough of those every day. Spending a lot of time on a task, like a report or an email that really has little to no impact on your goals or life in the long run. And then dealing with others' requests. Some people will come, they'll dump their needs on you for no reason at all. And then you have your fourth quadrant, which is the not urgent and it's not important. This is your vegetative state, basically. It is the quadrant of waste. This is where you're just sitting around, watching mindless TV, web surfing, chatting, reading gossip sites and forums. You might be watching or reading the news. Some news is garbage. Most of it is garbage. Certain phone calls and emails, you know, some of it's just not important. It's just wasting time. Maybe you like the game a little bit too much. Maybe you're playing your shooter games all day long. That's a waste of your time, to be honest. And then idling. Maybe you're just sitting around twiddling your thumbs, thinking about nothing. Who knows? Anyway, any time-wasting activity, these all fall into the fourth quadrant, which is the quadrant of waste. By evaluating your task and placing them into one of these four quadrants, you can prioritize your time and your energy on activities that have the greatest impact. Quadrant 2 represents activities that are important but not urgent. This is where you, as I said earlier, you want to be here. You want to have your life planned out, your days planned out, and this is where you're going to be holding the true key of your effectiveness. These activities include, as I said earlier, your strategic planning, your goal setting, self-care, building relationships, and personal development. By dedicating more time in Quadrant 2 tasks, we can proactively prevent crises, reduce stress, and make significant progress towards our long-term objectives. So, navigating the path of putting first things first requires a concerted effort, as it is inevitably strewn with obstacles that test our commitment and focus. Distractions, those tantalizing detours that beckon us away from our intended course, pose a constant threat to our productivity. In the digital age, where a barrage of notifications competes for our attention, staying on track becomes a formidable challenge. Additionally, the omnipresent specter of procrastination looms, tempting us to defer important tasks in favor of more important and instantly gratifying activities. Recognizing this pervasive impact of the fear of missing out, or FOMO, is crucial. This anxiety-inducing phenomenon often compels us to split our attention amongst numerous tasks, leaving us feeling scattered and unfulfilled. To counteract these challenges, a multifaceted approach is essential. Setting clear and achievable goals serves as a compass, guiding our actions and providing a sense of purpose. Without a defined destination, we risk being adrift in a sea of distractions. A well-constructed daily schedule becomes a reliable ally. Carving out dedicated time for essential tasks and minimizing the allure of procrastination, productivity tools can act as a force multiplier, helping us streamline our workflow, manage tasks efficiently, and stay organized amidst the chaos of modern life. However, the battle for prioritization extends beyond external factors. It necessitates cultivating internal fortitude. Practicing self-discipline is akin to training a muscle. It requires consistent effort and conscious choices. Learning to say no is a powerful skill that shields us from the burden of unnecessary commitments, allowing us to preserve our time and energy for what truly matters. This might involve politely declining invitations or recognizing when a task, no matter how appealing, just doesn't align with your overarching goals. So now I'm going to take just a quick moment to give you a wonderful tool that I've created. If you go over to theclaygreen.com, that's theclaygreene.com, on the top right-hand side of the page, you would have a link where you can click on it, and there will be some available resources for aligning and planning your time, and will help you with setting your annual goals, your weekly goals, and your daily goals. So this would come in real handy for anybody that is looking to move up in leadership. So please go over there to my website. Be glad to give those to you for free. So moving along, to truly integrate the principles of prioritizing important tasks, it is imperative to cultivate a robust set of time management skills that align with our overarching goals and values. Prioritization is a fundamental technique in this endeavor. It involves discerning between tasks of varying significance and urgency, ensuring that our efforts are directed towards endeavors that contribute to most substantially to our objectives. Delegation stands out as another indispensable skill, allowing us to distribute responsibilities, effectively capitalize on the strengths of team members, and foster a collaborative and efficient work environment. Batching similar tasks involves consolidating related activities into designated time blocks, leveraging the efficiency gained through focused attention on similar undertakings. Setting deadlines serves as a powerful motivator, instilling a sense of urgency and propels us to accomplish tasks with specified timeframes. In tandem with this, avoiding multitasking is crucial, as research shows that dividing attention across multiple tasks actually hinders overall productivity and quality of work. Creating an environment optimized for productivity involves recognizing and eliminating potential distractions, organizing workspaces for optimal efficiency, and adopting tools and technologies that enhance our abilities to perform effective tasks. Furthermore, understanding the significance to maintaining a healthy work-life balance is paramount. This entails acknowledging the importance of non-work-related activities, setting boundaries to prevent burnout, and ensuring that personal well-being is prioritized along with professional responsibilities. Incorporate regular breaks and rest into your routines is a necessary and strategic approach to sustaining high levels of productivity and creativity. These intervals provide opportunities for mental rejuvenation, preventing fatigue, and fostering sustained focus when returning to task. Recognizing the cyclical nature of productivity, where periods of intense concentration are balanced with moments of relaxation, is essential for long-term success and well-being. In essence, by developing and honing these time management skills and principles, individuals can create a framework that not only enhances productivity and efficiency, but it also promotes a harmonious integration of work and personal life, ultimately contributing to a more successful and fulfilling balanced lifestyle. The principle of putting the first things first is a timeless concept that transcends the boundaries of the professional domain, reaching into the very fabric of our personal lives. Beyond the workplace, these principles serve as a guiding light in shaping the quality of our personal relationships. By prioritizing meaningful connections and investing time in nurturing bonds with family and friends, we create a foundation of support and love that enhances our overall well-being. In the realm of fitness, putting first things first involves dedicating time to self-care and well-being. Whether it's regular exercise, mindful eating, or sufficient rest, prioritizing our physical health contributes to increased vitality and resilience. In doing so, we not only improve our own quality of life, but also position ourselves to be more present and engaged in all aspects of our daily experiences. Financial well-being is another crucial dimension, where the principles of putting first things first can have a profound impact. By aligning our spending habits with our values and long-term financial goals, we foster a sense of financial security and stability. This, in turn, allows us to navigate life's uncertainties with greater confidence and a peace of mind. The commitment to lifelong learning is a cornerstone of personal development. By making a conscious effort to prioritize continuous learning and skills development, we adapt to the evolving landscape of knowledge and technology. This habit not only enriches our minds, but it also opens up new opportunities for personal and professional growth. So in essence, the art of putting first things first is a holistic approach to life management. It involves deliberate choices in allocating our time and energy to activities that resonate with our values and our priorities. By cultivating these habits across various dimensions of our lives, we craft a more fulfilling and balanced existence, where purpose and passion intertwine to create a harmonious tapestry of personal and professional success. So, as we wrap up today, put first things first is a powerful concept that can revolutionize the way we manage our time and achieve our goals. By adopting the principles and the strategies outlined in Covey's book, we can break free of the cycle of busyness and focus on activities that truly matter. Implementing this habit requires self-awareness, discipline, and the commitment to personal growth, but the rewards are immense. As we consistently prioritize our time, align our actions with our values, and invest in activities that bring us closer to our aspirations, we unlock our true potential and become highly effective individuals capable of making a lasting impact. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Leadership Drip. If you found today's discussion valuable, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and please leave us a review. Stay tuned for more insightful conversations on leadership and business. Until next time, I'm Clay Green, and I'll catch you leaders on the next episode.